All right, from an injury standpoint, the only player that will be listed as out is Malcolm Brown. Derek Carrier and Troy Hill will be questionable. Everybody else was full participation today, so got those guys back like we expected. We'll be in good shape.
You seem to take a very conservative approach with your guys in practice this week. Is this just because we're a little bit later in the season? Is this how you're going to do it moving forward?
It is, and a lot of it is predicated on just, you know, how we come out of games. And a lot of it is you're taking the advice of Reggie Scott and Ted Rath, because up to this point they've done such a great job demonstrating, you know, we've been able to stay healthy. I think our team is maturing where we can get some stuff out of the above the neck emphasis, where you take a little bit off their bodies. That's what we did this week. We still feel like we got some good work in, and what we feel like is most important is making sure it's a volume and intensity balance with the practice week, and then making sure that Sunday guys are as fresh as possible. So, you know, depending upon how we come out of this game, that'll be how we'll approach practice next week and moving forward as the season progresses. Sure. Case is a great competitor, and that's definitely something. You know, anytime that you go against an opposing team, you definitely talk about the quarterback and the strengths and different things that they bring to the table. And certainly Case has done a lot of great things to help get the team to 7-2 and help them play so productive on offense. I think you see him, they're creating a lot of explosive plays, both in the pocket. You know, he's making plays off schedule, and then he's got an ability to create in their boot and their play action game. And I think Coach Shermer sets it up very nicely, but Case has executed it well. They're protecting him. I want to say they've gone the last 4 weeks without giving up a sack. So they're doing a lot of great things offensively. But certainly any time that you play an opposing team, you talk about the quarterback, but especially Case and how well he's done this year. That's been a big point of emphasis this week. And I know guys are excited to go against a great player like him. We've tried to make it as loud as possible out here. I think we've gotten a couple noise complaints. Fortunately, we were able to be able to get something out of it. I don't think you can ever truly mimic exactly what that's going to be like. It's a great atmosphere. It's going to be a very challenging environment, especially for us offensively, but one that hopefully we'll be able to handle with poise and concentration.
The way you guys have handled players, holding them out through training camp and during the season, how do you think that's going to affect the way you do things going forward? I mean, is it going to change the way you run training camp in terms of some of these veterans and maybe even some of the younger players in terms of saving them for
the
season?
You know, it's interesting, Gary, because what I think was interesting just when you get involved in the job and you're setting up training camp and off-season programs, spending more time with Reggie and Ted, you kind of get an understanding from just a sports science perspective on what's the best way to set up practices in a manner where you don't ever really want to go 3 days of high volume in a row, so that it's kind of that curve and you want to try to have things level out. So that's something that immediately has been affected as far as how we do that. I think the veteran players, when you specifically talk about the guys like the Whitworths, the Sullivans, the Connor Barwins, those guys are the mature football players that it enables us to get some of the younger guys those reps, and then they're still able to play at a high level, knowing how important the walkthrough and the mental emphasis is, and then getting them, you know, through the week, you know, as far as just knowing how do I get to it with the physical reps that I need, but also making sure that my body's fresh. So I think each player takes on a different kind of, you know, it would be a different answer based on the individual player. But as far as how we set up training camps and practices, that's definitely affected and altered by just the more that you know about how can we help the players be at their best, you know, on game day. And I think that's why you saw us take the approach we did, especially even with some of the preseason games with some of those players like the Mark Barons and the Robert Quinns and things like that.
Sean, just the dynamic. You mentioned Ted and Reggie a lot. What makes you guys such a successful group working together? Because it's not always, those three positions don't always, you know, have a meeting of the mind.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's a good question, Lindsay. And I think, you know, it starts out where when you get in, you know, get in this role, Les and I had a bunch of great discussions. And even before I was offered the job, when you're sitting down with Les and Kevin Demoff and Tony Pastores, one of the people that they talked about and everybody spoke so highly of him is Reggie Scott. And when you have a special person like that in the building who is rare at what he does, Now you can enable him to be able to kind of take a little bit more of an ownership in helping hire the strength coach, the nutritionist, so that now there's an ownership in that. Those guys are in lockstep, and I think that's helped them develop and create a rapport where they're really on the same page. And, you know, that combination of your athletic training staff and your strength staff, just when you look around the league, and your nutritionist, all those things go hand in hand. And I think, you know, you want to allocate the right resources. And from a budget standpoint, Mr. Kroenke's great about being able to provide us everything that we need. But if you have all these things allocated, but they're disjointed in terms of the messaging that they're giving the players, I think, you know, the communication we talk about isn't where we want it. And those guys all being on the same page, giving that consistent messaging and helping the players kind of follow the same plan within the framework of each of those three things, I think has been very helpful and beneficial. And really it goes back to, you know, having Reggie in place and being able to utilize a special person like that to then go find a Ted Rath and a Joey Blake. You know, it's worked out very well for us so far.
Sean, what do you guys do specifically to kind of turn up the noise, to simulate that environment? Is it just as simple as just turning the music up?
Yep.
Is there more to it? Because this is a very big, wide open space.
Yeah, right? It is, and it's hard. You try to put the speakers as close to, you know, where the offense is as possible, and you crank the speakers up. I've been around places where you crank up just the noise as far as the fake noise, and that's so annoying. You know, let's go with some music, and at least the players enjoy that a little bit more too. So, makes it more tolerable. But I don't think you can ever truly, you know, mimic, you know, in a situation like we're getting ready to go into against a great home crowd, a great team, and we know it's going to be a highly energized stadium because of the way that they're playing.
Along those same lines, Coach, will there be a premium on running this week?
There's always a premium on that. You know, I think the biggest thing, Jim, is making sure we stay manageable, because when you have your run-pass balance, you know, that's when we're our most efficient offensively. Want to continue to do that, but why they're such a great defense is they get you off schedule. They get you into the second and longs, third and longs. They tee off on you, and it ends up being a really long, tough day for you. So, great challenge. They're one of the best in the league for a reason. It shows up on the tape, well led by Coach Zimmer. So guys will be excited, but we've got to be ready to go if we're going to give ourselves a chance.
Okay. Sean, can you just give us an update on what's happening with Mike Thomas?
Yeah.
In terms of not being active, and also Juan Price, if you can kind of address those two guys.
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, when you talk about Mike Thomas, Mike is still a guy that we feel very positive, encouraged about, because he did so many good things in the offseason. It's a blessing, because when he gets back, you've got so many guys that are up from an active standpoint just with the receiver position, that those guys are doing a good job. Then you talk into how do the special teams roles play into it. You know, he is a guy that might potentially be active this week. But Mike is a guy that I think has a very bright future with this team, both as a receiver. He's valuable on special teams. So we still feel very good about Mike. I think it's just kind of worked out where when you've got a Josh Reynolds, you look at Tavon Austin being able to do some different things. You add Robert and Sammy. Now you got Cooper Kupp. And then you start to take into account the DB, the D-line situation, and how do you get to that 46, and that's really just kind of how it's worked out. And it's the same thing for Juan, where he get him active last week. He's done a good job in practice, very encouraged, but you know, we've stayed fairly healthy, so there really hasn't been a lot of opportunities, you know, with Robert missing. Then that's where it ends up opening the chance for Juan to be able to play. But you know, with Robert expecting to go, then that might affect Juan. But those are two guys that, young players, but I think have a very bright future with our organization.